profits. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 79 points today. This is NPR.
From the KPR Weather Center, I'm Jay Schaefer. Good evening at 6:04. A tornado watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock this evening for a portion of our listening area, including Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, Junction City. The tornado watch covers all or parts of 14 counties in Kansas, including Atchison, Brown, Clay, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubunsee, and Washington counties. The National Weather Service reminds you to make sure you have more than one way to receive severe weather information and warnings before the storms move in tonight. Speaking of storms, thunderstorms have been firing up already across the KPR listening area. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect right now for southeastern Dickinson County. That severe thunderstorm warning will last until 6:45 this evening. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northwestern Nemaha County until 6:45. Some of these storms are featuring large size hail. In the case of the severe storm moving through northwestern Nemaha County, ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile per hour winds have been reported. And the severe thunderstorm warning moving through, the severe storm moving through southeastern Dickinson County is featuring quarter size hail and 60 mile per hour winds. So be weather aware. Keep listening to KPR. We'll continue to tell you what the National Weather Service tells us. At this moment, a tornado watch remains in effect until 11 p.m. for Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, Junction City. That tornado watch covers a good section of northeast and north central Kansas until 11 o'clock tonight. And again, some storms have already fired up across the KPR listening area, mostly in northern Kansas toward the Nebraska border. We'll keep an eye on the weather here at KPR. Get ready for a 50-50 chance of showers and storms for most of the listening area later tonight.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. Considered from NPR News.
6:18 on this Wednesday evening. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thunderstorms firing up across the KPR listening area. Details in just a moment.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 this evening for southeastern Dickinson County. Around 6:11, a severe thunderstorm was located about 4 miles southwest of Hope, moving to the northeast at 45 miles an hour. This severe storm featured 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected in southeastern Dickinson County. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees as well. Some of the locations affected by this severe storm include Hope and Woodbine. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about the next 25 minutes for southeastern Dickinson County. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for northwestern Nemaha County. Just after 6 o'clock, a severe storm was located near Seneca. It was moving to the north at 35 miles an hour. The main hazard with the severe thunderstorm in northwestern Nemaha County is 2-inch size hail, along with 60 mile per hour wind gust. In fact, golf ball size hail was reported about a mile south of Baileyville this evening. People and animals outdoors will be injured by this severe storm, located near Seneca in northwestern Nemaha County. The Weather Service says you can expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. as well as wind damage. Some of the main locations affected include Seneca, Bern, Oneida, and Baileyville. Keep it here on Kansas Public Radio for more weather information. It's 6:21.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Elsa Chang. 12 years ago, we had the decision.
LeBron, what's your decision?
This getting at the root causes by listening to teens on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Morning edition from 5 to 9 tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Waubonsie County until 7:15 tonight. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Geary and Riley counties until 7:15 tonight. We've seen severe storms pop up in Dickinson County and Nemaha County as well. Stay weather aware tonight with more showers and storms expected to roll in to eastern Kansas. It's 6:30.
With espionage for sharing and transmitting national defense information. Speaking during a news conference in Sweden today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the vast majority of service members are young, and age has nothing to do with access to sensitive information.
The issue is, how you responsibly execute or carry out your duties and how you protect the information. All of us have a requirement to do that, and supervisors have a requirement to make sure that that's being done.
Teixeira has yet to enter a plea. This is NPR.
Good evening. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:32. Severe thunderstorm warnings have been issued for southeastern Dickinson County, Geary County, south central Riley County, Morris County, and southwestern Waubonsie County until 7:15 tonight. These severe storms are featuring 60-mile-per-hour winds and large-size hail. Hail damage is expected to vehicles in the path of the storm. Wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees is also expected. Some of the cities affected by these severe storms include Junction City, Harrington, Council Grove, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, White City, Alta Vista, Hope, Dwight, Woodbine, Willsey, Parkerville, Latimer, Council Grove, Lake, Volland, and Burdick. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 7:15 tonight for southeastern Dickinson, Geary County, south central Riley County, Morris, and southwestern Waubonsie counties. Meanwhile, a tornado watch will remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for central, northeastern, and east central Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to remove mandatory jail time for Kansans caught driving with a revoked or suspended license. Samantha Horton has more.
People can lose their licenses because of issues like unpaid fines. If they're caught driving without a valid license, judges will now be able to decide if a first-time offender should serve jail time. Prior Kansas law had a mandatory 5-day sentence. Supporters of the change argue the 5-day sentence was excessive and can keep people in a cycle of poverty. This is the latest reform in Kansas around suspended driver's licenses. Previous changes allow waiving court fees and reinstating licenses more quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
The governor has also signed a bill into law that classifies Uber and Lyft drivers as independent contractors and not employees.
The bill was introduced this session on behalf of Uber. A spokesperson for the rideshare company says it already views its drivers as independent contractors, and the new law simply clarifies that. The spokesperson opposed the new law, based with similar language, and some other states like California have seen movements to classify Uber and Lyft drivers as regular employees. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle in Wichita.
Showers and thunderstorms expected tonight across the KPR listening area.
From NPR News, this...
The place to find NPR News, this is Kansas Public Radio. Some severe weather moving through Manhattan at the moment where it is raining and 79 degrees. Storms moving through the Junction City area where it's raining and flashing lightning, 80 degrees in Junction City. Here are the latest reports from the National Weather Service in Topeka. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for eastern Pottawatomie and west central Jackson counties. Gusty winds and quarter-size hail possible with this storm. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 tonight for northwestern Geary, southwestern Riley, and western Pottawatomie counties. A severe storm was located about 5 miles east of Milford Lake not long ago. It was moving to the northeast at 50 miles an hour. And this particular severe storm featured golf ball size hail and 60 mile per hour winds. People and animals caught outside will be injured when golf ball size hail starts dropping down. The Weather Service says people in the path of this storm can expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Wind damage is also expected. Some of the locations to be affected by this storm include Manhattan, Junction City, Westmoreland, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Olsburg, Milford Lake, Keats, and Tuttle Creek Lake. Again, a severe thunderstorm happening right now in the Manhattan area. And this just coming into the Weather Center, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Lyon County as well as Waubunsee County. Let me update my weather information. Here's the latest from the National Weather Service in Topeka. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 for eastern Pottawatomie and west central Jackson counties. Meanwhile, another severe storm is in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:15 for northwestern Geary, southwestern Riley, and western Pottawatomie counties. And the information in front of me right now says a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southeastern Morris County, south central Waubunsee County, and northwestern Lyon County. This particular severe thunderstorm warning will remain in effect until 7:30. That's a good 40 minutes from now. Just a moment ago, a severe storm was located about 5 miles east of Willsey, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. This storm featured 60 mile per hour winds and half dollar size hail. Hail damage is expected to vehicles as well as people and animals caught outside. So if a storm is approaching you, if you're in the Council Grove, Allen, or Dunlap areas, take shelter inside. Meanwhile, in the background, a tornado watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for a good portion of the KPR listening area. The tornado watch covers Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Holton, and areas in between. We'll keep an eye on the weather right here at Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
When we were little, she used to be at my house a lot, and we would...
Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. This is NPR.
A stormy night across portions of eastern Kansas. We've got a number of severe thunderstorms popping up across the KPR listening area. Here's the latest from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northwestern Nemaha County until 7:15. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for eastern Pottawatomie and west central Jackson counties until 7. So that one will expire. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Pottawatomie and west central Jackson counties will expire at 7. It is practically 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 or for the next 15 minutes for southeastern Dickinson, southeastern Geary, Morris, and southwestern Waubunsee counties. And a tornado watch covers the KPR listening area from Topeka to Junction City to Manhattan to Holton to Dickinson. City of Lawrence and Ottawa and most of the KC Metro not included under the tornado watch, but again, the tornado watch does remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, and Houlton. The cities of Manhattan and Junction City are getting hammered right now by a pretty severe storm. Rain is falling in Manhattan, lightning flashing, it's 79 degrees there. Here in Lawrence, a little sunshine, windy conditions, and 76 degrees at 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court is leaving in place women's access to an abortion pill, at least for now, while justices consider whether to allow restrictions on the drug mifepristone to take effect. A Texas court has sought to block access to the medication, challenging the drug's approval by the FDA. NPR's Nina Totenberg says it seems to indicate division within the court.
If there was a clear consensus on this at the court, I think the justices would have acted today. All I can tell you is that during the early days of the pandemic, when some abortion rights activists were trying to ease restrictions on access to abortion pills, the court's conservatives deferred to the FDA's expertise.
NPR's Nina Totenberg, the FDA approved the drug for use more than 20 years ago. President Biden is again hitting back against House Republicans amid the ongoing standoff over terms of raising the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Biden spoke shortly after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the broad details of a proposal to lift the borrowing unit.
McCarthy's plan to raise the debt ceiling is contingent on a series of deep cuts in government spending, something that Democrats say should be negotiated separately. In a speech to union workers in Maryland, President Biden rejected the Republican proposal as the same old, trickle-down, dressed up in MAGA clothing.
MAGA Republican Congress are threatening to default on the national debt. The debt that took 230 years to accumulate overall. Unless we do what they say. They say they're going to default unless I agree to all these wacko notions they have.
McCarthy has said that he expects to bring the bill up for a vote as early as next week, but it's unclear whether he has enough support from his own caucus to pass it. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
If you've had a Facebook account at any time since 2007, you may qualify for a share of a $725 million privacy settlement being offered by parent company Meta. Companies agreed to the amount to settle a lawsuit alleging it allowed millions of users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica. To apply, you can fill out a form and submit it online. Stocks were little changed today as NPR's David Gurr reports Wall Street's focuses on corporate earnings for the first 3 months of the year.
Trading was less volatile than it has been. Tesla's profits declined by 24% in the first quarter. The electric car maker has lowered prices recently, which hit earnings. Morgan Stanley was the last of the big banks to report results, and like many of its rivals, the firm has seen declines in deal-making. Investment banking is still lagging. Nevertheless, the company closed up by 0.2%. Two smaller regional banks failed in the first quarter, which put pressure on that sector. Wall Street will pay close attention to what those lenders say when they report earnings in the coming days. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Dow fell 79 points today. The Nasdaq was up 3 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. 70 years here for you. We are KPR.
Stardate April 19th. A rare type of solar eclipse will play out tonight on American clocks, but few people will get to enjoy it. It'll follow a narrow path from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific. The path will just nick the northwestern corner of Australia and the western tip of Indonesia. Most of it will cross open ocean. The eclipse is a hybrid, a cross between an annular eclipse and a total eclipse. All solar eclipses take place when the new moon passes directly across the face of the sun. In a total eclipse, the moon completely covers the sun, turning the sky dark. In an annular eclipse, the moon is a little farther from Earth than average, so its disk isn't quite big enough to completely block the sun. Instead, a thin ring of sunlight surrounds the moon. The first and last hours of this eclipse will be annular. Between those periods, though, it'll be total, with the moon barely big enough to cloak the entire sun. The eclipse gets underway at 9:37 p.m. Central Time and ends more than 4 hours later. Viewers flanking the main pathway will see a partial eclipse, with the moon covering a portion of the sun. Those of us in the United States won't see a thing, but our time is coming. An annular eclipse will sweep across the western and southwestern U.S. on October 14th. Even better, a total eclipse will grace our skies next April 8th, along a path from Texas to Maine. So mark your calendars for these cosmic spectacles. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Tonight's program here on Kansas Public Radio to bring you some important weather information on this Wednesday night. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the KPR listening area, including the following areas: southeastern Riley County in northeastern Kansas, northwestern Shawnee County, northern Waubunsee County, southeastern Pottawatomie County, southern Jackson County. That severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:45 tonight. A few moments ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Alma, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. 70 mile per hour wind gusts and ping pong ball size hail are associated with that storm. People and animals outdoors will be injured by this storm. Expect hail damage to roofs, sidings, windows, and vehicles. Expect considerable tree damage in the path of this storm. Wind damage also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Some of the locations impacted by this storm include Wamego, Rossville, Alma, St. Mary, Silver Lake, Hoyt, Maple Hill, Paxico, Bellevue, Delia, Willard, Pottawatomie Reservation, and Keene. Includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 316 and 351. So be advised, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes southeastern Riley County in northeastern Kansas, northwestern Shawnee County, northern Waubunsee, southern Pottawatomie, and southern Jackson County. That severe thunderstorm warning will continue in effect until 7:45 tonight. Keep it here on KPR. We'll keep you ahead of the storm.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio on this Wednesday evening. We apologize for interrupting our classical music programming tonight. We have new weather information for you. The National Weather Service has issued a new severe thunderstorm warning for some additional areas in the KPR listening area. And those include southern Wabunsee County, northwestern Osage, and northeastern Lyon County, all in east central Kansas. That warning is in effect till 7:45. A severe thunderstorm is located 9 miles west of Eskridge, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This one's got 60 mile per hour wind gusts and half dollar sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect some wind damage also to roofs, sidings, and trees. Among the communities affected by this warning, Eskridge, Burlingame, Harveyville, Allen, Admire, Bushong, and Keene. This includes the following highways: Interstate 70 between mile markers 336 and 337, Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 147 and 163. Again, that's an additional severe thunderstorm warning. This is for southern Wabunsee, northwestern Osage, northeastern Lyon County till 7:45. That is in addition to another severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Riley County, northwestern Shawnee, northern Wabunsee, southeastern Pottawatomie, and southern Jackson County, affecting Wamego, Rossville, Alma, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Hoyt, Maple Hill, Paxico, Delia, Pottawatomie Reservation, and Keene. That also in effect until 7:45 tonight. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are keeping track of the storm tonight. Keep it right here on KPR.
Was the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra here on KPR performing Haydn's Symphony No. 13. And hello there. I am Destiny, your host of Evening Classical. Happy you are here with me listening as always. And we are doing our top 70 countdown here on KPR this week. So that means at around 7:35, I've got one of your favorites by Bach. And coming up, I have number 29. Before I tell you what it is, because I always like to keep you wondering, I do want to talk to you a little bit about KPR, and I wonder what KPR means to you. For me, personally, this has been one of the most fun musical experiences I have had. I love music, and getting to share it with you really is just a true joy, and I hope that you feel the same way when you're listening. And as you know, we're asking for your pledges and donations this week because it's sustainers and supporters like you who keep this programming on the air. And we try to be there for you in the vital moments of your life. We try to bring you our knowledge about our music and curate programs for you that we think you will like. We hope that we can just provide you some solace to your day if you're not having a great day, or even help you celebrate something special that might be going on. So basically, we just want to be here for you all the time, and we hope that the music we pick for you makes your days just a little brighter. So would you consider becoming a supporter? And actually, even a sustaining supporter, you know, everything is about a monthly subscription these days, right? Well, you can do one really easily with KPR, and you'll know that every time that little deduction happens from your account, you are supporting something good, a community of very good, wholesome people. You can join the ranks of our KPR sustaining members in just three easy steps. So first, consider how much you hear on KPR and what your favorite things are and what it means and how much you'd like to donate. Grab your credit card. That's number two. And number three, you can just go to kansaspublicradio.org or call us at 888-577-5268. It's really that easy, and we will help you every step of the way figure out what's going on. Okay, it is time for number 29. Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain. Yes, you picked it, with Christoph Landognani conducting the Cleveland Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We apologize for interrupting tonight's classical music programming. We just need to pass along some severe weather information to you. We have a number of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for portions of the KPR listening area, mainly in east central Kansas. The severe thunderstorm warnings are for southern Waubonsie County, northwestern Osage County, northeastern Lyon County, also an additional severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Riley, northwestern Shawnee County, northern Waubonsie, southeastern Pottawatomie, and southern Jackson County. Now, both of those, or all of those severe thunderstorm warnings are in effect till 7:45, so for about another 15 minutes. Severe thunderstorms located on radar tonight, packing some strong winds and moving to the northeast at 35 to 50 miles an hour. We're seeing 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts associated with those storms and ping pong ball sized hail. Now, in addition to that, there is a tornado watch, which remains in effect till 11 p.m. for some counties in the KPR listening area, including Gary, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Clay, Washington, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley County. Among the cities affected by the tornado watch tonight, the cities of Alma, Alta Vista, Blue Rapids, Clay Center, Grantville, Harveyville, Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, Junction City, Manhattan, Marysville, McClouth, Nortonville, Oskaloosa, Paxico, Perry, Seneca, St. Mary's, Topeka, Valley Falls, Wamego, and Washington. That's the tornado watch, which will be up until 11 o'clock tonight, in addition to those two severe thunderstorm warnings, which will expire in about 15 minutes. This is Kansas Public Radio. We will keep you apprised of changes in the weather on this active weather night in Northeast Kansas. We'll be right back.
Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain with the Cleveland Orchestra and Christoph von Dohnányi here on KPR. That was number 29 in our Top 70 Classical Countdown. At around 7:40, something that is my favorite and actually ended up on the list. I can't wait. It's the Lark Ascending. Oh, that's going to be great. But I've got a little Bach coming. Oh, I'd like to tell you, because you know we are asking for your pledges this week. Today, we have this all-day dollar-for-dollar challenge from Nancy Peterson of Lawrence for all classical programming today, and it includes the morning, afternoon, and evening classicals. So she will match all-day dollar-for-dollar. We really could use any amount that you possibly can spare. It helps to keep this programming alive. We love being here for you and bringing you some of the greatest music ever recorded. Donating's easy. You can do so online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can even give me a shout-out. Hey! You know, I was telling you a little bit about sustaining donors earlier and how much they mean to us. Did you know we're up to 56% of active donors giving monthly? Gosh, it's so helpful. Think of it as, buying yourself a coffee. You give yourself that caffeine for that fuel, right? Or you might drink decaf like a strange person like me. Well, music is also fuel for your body, and you get to share it with everyone else too. So your contribution, gosh, makes such a huge difference, and we're so grateful for it here at KPR. But, you know, I think we need to get on to number 28 from these top 70 countdown, and guess what it is? It's Bach's Wacht auf. That's right. You picked it, Sleepers Awake, and we've got an arrangement by Leopold Stokowski with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Let's enjoy together here on Kansas Public Radio.
Listening to Kansas Public Radio on what's turning out to be a very active weather night in the KPR listening area. We have a new severe thunderstorm warning just issued about, less than a minute ago by the National Weather Service in Topeka. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Jefferson County in northeastern Kansas, also Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, east central Wabunsee County, northeastern Osage, southeastern Jackson County. That will remain in effect till 8:30 tonight. At 7:40 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Maple Hill to 3 miles north of Auburn to Scranton, moving northeast at about 45 miles per hour, packing 70 mile per hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected in this storm. Expect considerable tree damage, wind damage also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuilding. Folks in Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Valley Falls, Rossville, Oskaloosa, Tecumseh, Richland, Dover, Silver Lake, also Auburn, Perry, Meriden, Scranton, Ozaukee, Lecompton, Maple Hill, Clinton, Willard, and Pauline are in the path of this storm. And includes the following highways: Interstate 70 between mile markers 337 and 335. Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 205. So again, repeating, that is a new severe thunderstorm warning, which is in effect for southwestern Jefferson, Shawnee County, northeastern Douglas County, east central Wabunsee, northeastern Osage, and southeastern Jackson County. And we'll continue in effect till 8:30. We have another We have other severe thunderstorm warnings which are in the process of expiring in east central Kansas. In fact, will only be in effect for another minute and a half or so. The tornado watch for portions of the KPR listening area continues in effect till 11 o'clock this evening. For Gary, Shawnee, Waubunsee counties, also Clay and Washington in north central, and in northeast county, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley County. That's the tornado watch, which continues in effect until 11 p.m. We'll continue to watch this storm for you and have the latest here on Kansas Public Radio.
Please consider giving us a pledge. We have a dollar-for-dollar match going on today, and it's super easy. You can just go to kansaspublicradio.org. You can give me a shout-out. You're really a part of a community that is special. I think people who listen to classical music are really, really special and unique people. And hey, it's finally a club that we all want to be a part of. So thank you for your support here on KPR. Alrighty, dun-da-da, number 27 on the top 70 countdown. It's The Lark Ascending by Vaughn Williams, and it's with my favorite violinist. Well, one of them. I have lots of favorites, but Janine Jansen, she's pretty great. And it's with Barry Wordsworth conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio.
Just like that, we have more severe thunderstorm information here. A new severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka for portions of the KPR listening area. These include northwestern Jefferson County, northwestern Shawnee County, and Jackson County, all in northeastern Kansas. Again, that until 8:30 tonight. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located over the Pottawatomie Reservation. That's moving northeast at 50 miles an hour, packing wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour and half-dollar-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is, of course, expected. Wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees, also a possibility tonight. Cities include Houlton, Valley Falls, Hoyt, Mayetta, Whiting, Denison, Circleville, Delia, Netawaka, and the Pottawatomie Reservation. That severe thunderstorm warning continues for northwestern Jefferson, northwestern Shawnee, and Jackson County till 8:30 tonight. That's in addition to a severe thunderstorm warning issued just moments ago for southwestern Jefferson, all of Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, east central Waubunsee, northeastern Osage, and southeastern Jackson County. That will continue in effect until 8:30 as well. We have a new severe thunderstorm, or new weather information for you. A new severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Waubunsee County, northwestern Osage. That only until for the next 10 minutes or so, till 8 p.m. 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, half-dollar-sized hail. Burlingame and Harveyville, you're in the path of that storm. It also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 155 and 163. So a good portion of the eastern half of the KPR listening area is under some type of weather alert tonight. Severe thunderstorm warnings for, again, northwestern Jefferson, northwestern Shawnee County, all of Jackson County, and southwestern Jefferson, all of Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, east central Waubunsee, northeastern Osage, and southeastern Jackson County. That warning in effect till 8:30, and the tornado watch, that will continue in effect till 11 p.m. for Geary, Shawnee, Waubunsee, Clay, Washington, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. There's a lot to keep track of tonight. We'll do our best to have the latest weather information for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Vaughn Williams and his breathtaking Lark Ascending here on KPR, number 27 in your top 70 countdown. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Barry Wordsworth conducting and Janine Jansen on violin. I am Destiny. I am back with more music next hour, some favorites from me, so keep it right here with Kansas Public Radio.
No, not yet.
Almost.
Maybe now.
Still not ready.
Here we go. Now, wherever you are in your morning routine, we are here for you. Morning Edition from NPR News. Start your weekdays with us.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Celebrating 70 years on air, it's your place for NPR News, KPR. From the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture Tuesday evening at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who were both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A third arrest has been made following the mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, Saturday. Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio reports the suspect has been charged with four counts of reckless murder.
The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency announced that it has made a third arrest in the shooting, which claimed the lives of four individuals, including two high school seniors. 32 others were also injured in the shooting that took place in a dance studio rented for a birthday party. All three suspects had been charged with reckless murder, which Alabama law defines as engaging in conduct that under circumstances manifests extreme indifference to human life. Police have conducted an extensive investigation, but still have not said how many shots were fired or what types of guns were used. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Troy, Alabama.
The debt ceiling continues to loom as a potential crisis, though the respective sides in the debate appear to have very different approaches as to how to move forward. President Biden has called on Congress to raise the borrowing limit without conditions and spoke about that today at a Union Hall in Maryland. Biden taking aim at Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, for holding hostage the country's ability to pay its bills.
You think he told the wealthy and powerful it's about time they step up and start paying a fair share? Not a word. Do you think he told the billion-dollar companies to stop stashing profits and tax havens off the coast and shipping jobs overseas? I didn't hear any of that, did you?
McCarthy's calling for spending cuts in exchange for agreeing to raise the debt ceiling. The Florida Board of Education has approved a new rule extending a ban on instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation in the state's public schools. WFSU's Lynn Hatter reports the move was adopted over the objections of LGBTQ advocates.
The new rule extends an existing ban previously applicable through the third grade, a part of last year's so-called Don't Say Gay law, to all grades. Critics argue this rule could limit classroom discussions. Others are concerned teachers will self-censor or refuse to help kids who may be struggling with their mental health. State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz says none of that is in the rule.
We want to be clear that our teachers are there to teach and to provide resources when there's a need for mental health or any other kind of services. Our guidance counselors and mental health professionals are there to provide those services.
The same day as the new rule, the legislature sent a bill banning kids from attending live adult performances, including drag shows, to the governor. For NPR News, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.
Stocks wavered today amid mixed earnings reports from a number of big companies and continued signs inflationary pressures are still an issue for the economy. The Dow was down 79 points to 33,897. The Nasdaq closed up 3 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org. 70 years here for you. We are KPR.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We apologize for, again, interrupting our classical programming tonight. We just want to recap very quickly some of the severe weather information we have for you tonight. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area till 8:30 tonight. Counties included are northwestern Jefferson County, northwestern Shawnee County, all of Jackson County. That's till 8:30 tonight with 60-mile-per-hour winds and half-dollar-sized hail associated with that storm. There's a larger chunk of the listening area that's also under a severe thunderstorm warning till 8:30, southwestern Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, east-central Waubunsee, northeastern Osage, southeastern Jackson. That's in effect till 8:30 as well. This one has 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles expected in these storms. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Topeka, Lawrence, Valley Falls, Rossville, Oskaloosa, Dover, Silver Lake, Perry, Ozaukee, Lecompton, Maple Hill. Some of the communities affected by this storm. Also Holton, Valley Falls, Hoyt, Circleville, and the Pottawatomie Reservation. That's in effect till 8:30 tonight, so less than a half hour to go. And a tornado watch in effect for Gary, Shawnee, Waubunsee counties in east central Kansas, Clay and Washington in north central, and Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in northeast Kansas. The tornado watch in effect until 11 p.m. It's Kansas Public Radio covering severe weather information for you on this Wednesday night.
Copeland's Fanfare for the Common Man with Zubin Mehta and the Los Angeles Philharmonic here on KPR. A special listener request for Sarah and her friends. I hope you all enjoyed that. Hey there, I am Destiny, and that is one of my favorite things to listen to of all time. We're doing our top 70 countdown, and I played for you those numbers last hour. But in this hour, I've got some of my favorites and some listener requests for you. That top 70 countdown continues tomorrow with Cordelia. So, for another listener request at around 8:15, I have something coming up about the seasons. But not the ones you might be thinking. No, no, not Vivaldi, not Piazzolla. Who could it be? I guess you'll have to keep listening, like I always say, to find out. And you know, I was thinking, I sometimes jokingly refer to this time together that we spend as your date with Destiny, since my name is Destiny, and we are asking for your pledges this week, and I think KPR really is about sharing your cherished moments with you, and, you know, your cherished moments of your dates with Destiny. So sometimes we are played on your quiet, restful evenings, during joyous holiday festivities. KPR is a companion to your life's most cherished moments, and these moments and this music plays on because of your support. So if you could please do your part for this music that matters to you so much and donate to us today. We have a dollar-for-dollar match going on, and anything you can contribute really helps, especially becoming a sustaining member. Just do that all at kansaspublicradio.org. Become a part of a really great club, the Classical Music Club, the Sustainers Club. We are awesome people. Okay, I'm going to do something wild. Since it's a date with Destiny, I'm going to play something for you by me. Oh boy. It's on my album, Classical Cowgirl, Bach to Barn Burners. It's virtuosic music by the violinist and composer Henri Vitamp. He took very familiar folk melodies such as this and turned them into delightful operatic showpieces. This is Oh Willie, We Have Missed You, written by Stephen Foster in the wartime days about a soldier going off to war. With yours truly, Destiny Ann Mermagan on violin, and my delightful and wonderful pianist, Heather Adelsberger, here on KPR.
So sorry to be interrupting our classical programming again tonight here on KPR, but we do have a very active weather night and best for us to continue to pass this information along to you. There is a new severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka for southwestern Shawnee County, southeastern Waubunsee County, northwestern Osage County. That's until 8:30 tonight. There is a severe thunderstorm located about 7 miles south of Eskridge, moving to the northeast at 40 miles an hour. 60 mile per hour wind gust, half dollar size hail. You know the drill. It's similar to the other storms that are popping up tonight. Associated with this particular storm, Eskridge, Dover, and Harveyville, you're in the path of this storm. This is in addition to another severe thunderstorm warning that we have for northwestern Jefferson County, northwestern Shawnee County, Jackson County, till 8:30 tonight, and finally southwestern Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, now included in this severe thunderstorm warning, northern Douglas County, east central Waubunsee, northeastern Osage, and southeastern Jackson County till 8:30. 70 mile per hour wind gusts associated with this storm. We're expecting hail damage to vehicles, considerable tree damage, wind damage also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Lecompton, and Tecumseh among the cities affected by that storm. We'll get you back to the music, and we'll continue to keep you abreast of changes in the weather on this Wednesday night here at Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
Henri Vieuxtemps, Oh Willie, We Have Missed You here on KPR. That was me playing the violin, Destiny Ann Mermegan, and my friend and pianist Heather Adelsberger. Hope you enjoyed it. We are asking for your pledges and donations this week. Any amount helps. And I thought maybe if I share with them something that I did, they'll feel so inspired when they have their dates with Destiny and now they've heard me play. Surely they want to give. Yes. Those are the thoughts in my head, so I hope you will give. You can do so easily at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm also featuring some listener requests tonight at around 8:20, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. But right now, something for Phil. It is Tchaikovsky's The Seasons, No. 6, June. We love giving you great music and great news here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, and now for this listener request, Tchaikovsky's The Seasons, June, with Yefim Bronfman on piano on KPR. Thank you. June from Tchaikovsky's Seasons here on KPR. That was Efim Bronfman on piano. A listener request for Phil. Thanks, Phil. And you all know I love listener requests. You can reach me directly online at destinyviolin.com or at the station, kansaspublicradio.org. And hey, while you're at the website, would you consider donating to us? Any dollar amount helps. And we've got a dollar for dollar match going on today. We really could use your funding. It's what keeps music alive on these airwaves. And in fact, you can even become a sustaining member. You know, everything is about a monthly subscription nowadays. But how about you sign up for a subscription that makes a difference not only in your life, but other people's lives as well? We really need supporters like you and sustainers to keep music on the airwaves. That's the only way to keep the music alive. So I'm really, really making a plea for you to consider doing that. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org to do it. You can even give me a shout out. And I'd like to take a quick second to thank one of our supporters, Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 14th through the 23rd, tickets are at theodorelawrence.com. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much to all of our supporters. All right, coming up right now, I've got another listener request from Bob. This is Beethoven's Piano Concerto number 4, and of course, it's glorious. It's Beethoven. You know how much I love Beethoven. So here we go together on KPR, listening to this Concerto number 4 by Beethoven with Sir Colin Davis, the Staatskapelle Dresden Orchestra, and Claudio Aro here on Kansas Public Radio.
This is Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8:23, and we apologize for interrupting tonight's classical music programming. We have new weather information to bring along to you and to recap some severe thunderstorm warnings that we have now. The National Weather Service has extended its tornado watch to include some additional counties in east central Kansas, Coffee, Lyon, and Osage County. You're now part of that tornado watch, which goes until 11 o'clock tonight. This is in addition to Gary and Shawnee and Waubonsie County in east central Kansas. In northeast Kansas, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley County. So about the eastern half of the KPR listening area is covered by this tornado watch, which is in effect till 11 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm warning, there are actually several, that will be expiring at 8:30 tonight for Shawnee County, southeastern Waubonsie County, Osage County, due to that fast-moving storm that's traveling 40 to 50 miles per hour to the northeast. Other counties included are northwestern Jefferson County, Jackson County, and all of Shawnee County, I mentioned that earlier, northern Douglas County, east central Waubonsie, northeastern Osage, southeastern Jackson County. Those severe thunderstorm warnings expected to expire in about 5 minutes' time. And the only other news of note to pass along to you in the weather is the extension of that tornado watch to include three additional counties, Coffee, Lyon, and Osage. This in addition to Gary, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in the KPR listening area. Stay tuned to Kansas Public Radio for more updated weather information tonight. Kansas Public Radio on a Wednesday night with new weather information for you from the National Weather Service in Topeka. There is a new severe thunderstorm warning for a big chunk of the KPR listening area that includes southeastern Jefferson County, southeastern Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, southeastern Waubunsee, northern Osage, and northern Lyon County. So a considerable piece of real estate in that severe thunderstorm warning, which is in effect until 9:15. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Harveyville, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. So the storm is, at least this portion of the storm is slowing down a bit. A second severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles east of Barryton. That's moving east-northeast at 35 miles an hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, quarter-size hail are associated with this storm. Hail damage, again, to vehicles is expected. Expect damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. Among the locations impacted by this storm, southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Eudora, Richland, Auburn, Burlingame, Perry, Scranton, Lecompton, Clinton, Harveyville, Pauline, Williamstown, Clinton Lake, and Barryton. This includes Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 152 and 179, between mile markers 184 and 205. Again, that is a new severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Jefferson County, southeastern Shawnee County, northern Douglas, southeastern Waubunsee County, northern Osage, and northeastern Lyon County. That remains in effect till 9:15. We'll continue to track the progress of these storms as they move through the Kansas Public Radio listening area as we return you to classical music. Thank you. Taking just a minute here to quickly update you on the weather situation tonight. We have a very active weather night in northeast Kansas. And here's some of what's happening. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued that severe thunderstorm warning till 9:15 tonight for southeastern Jefferson County, southeastern Shawnee County, northern Douglas County, southeastern Waubunsee County, northern Osage, and northern Lyon. Again, that's till 9:15. A couple of severe thunderstorms moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour, most recently located near Harveyville and a few miles east of Barrington. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour with that storm and quarter-size hail. Southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Eudora, Richland, Auburn, Burlingame, Perry, Scranton, Lecompton, Clinton, Harveyville, Pauline, Williamstown, Clinton Lake, and Barrington, some of the communities in the path of this storm. It includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 152 and 179 and between mile markers 184 and 205. That severe thunderstorm warning will go until 9:15 tonight. In addition, there is a tornado watch, which is in effect for a good bit of the KPR listening area, including in East Central Kansas, Coffee, Lyon, and Osage counties. They've recently been, the watch has been extended to include those three counties. Those previously in the watch, Gary, Waubunsee, in East Central Kansas, in Northeast Kansas, Brown, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley. That severe thunderstorm watch goes till 11 o'clock tonight. We'll be here throughout the evening to keep you abreast of changes in the weather here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Kansas Public Radio again tonight with more severe weather information for you right before the top of the hour. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect till 9:15 tonight for the following counties, or actually portions of counties: southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, northern Douglas County, southeastern Waubunsee, northern Osage, and northeastern Lyon counties. A minute or two ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Harveyville, seen on radar moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. A second severe thunderstorm is located 2 miles south of Lecompton. That one also moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. The wind gust with these storms at 60 miles an hour, quarter-sized hail reported. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage possible also to roofs, sidings, and trees. Here are some of the communities affected by this storm. Southeastern Topeka, the city of Lawrence, Carbondale, Eudora, Richland, Auburn, Burlingame, Perry, Scranton, Lecompton, Clinton, Harveyville, Pauline, Williamstown, Clinton Lake, and Berryton. This also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 152 and 179 and between mile markers 184 and 205. Now, that severe thunderstorm warning will continue in effect for another 20 minutes or so. It expires at 9:15. According to radar, this storm is taking a northeasterly track through, or at least near the city of Lawrence toward Kansas City. A tornado watch continues in effect for much of the KPR listening area, basically north of I-35. That tornado watch will continue in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Kansas Public Radio following the storms for you tonight. Keep it right here on KPR.
Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4. That opening gets me every time. Sir Colin Davis, the Staatskapelle Dresden Orchestra, and Claudio Arrau here on KPR. NPR News is up next, and then Jazz in the Night, and of course, the Top 70 Countdown continues tomorrow with Cordelia in the Morning. I am Destiny, and I will be back tomorrow night continuing it as well here on KPR. Celebrating 70 years on air, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell those smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. An 84-year-old Kansas City man accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell pleaded not guilty today to first-degree assault and armed criminal action. But attorneys for victims also have their sights set on federal hate crime charges. Savannah Holly Bates of member station KCUR has more.
Authorities say Andrew Lester shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl twice in the head and arm. The local prosecutor says his office did not seek state hate crime charges because they carry a lower sentence than the current charges. But Lee Merritt, who represents Yarl, says they're pursuing federal hate crime charges.
The issue here was that he saw his blackness as a threat. And that mindset is dangerous, and that there should be statutes in Missouri built around that. We believe the federal statutes will allow us to prosecute Mr. Lester for a hate crime at the federal level.
Merritt says he and his co-counsel, Ben Crump, have asked the Department of Justice to investigate federal hate crime charges. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Holly Bates in Kansas City.
The Supreme Court has temporarily extended access to a commonly used abortion pill until Friday. Justices are still considering whether to allow restrictions on mifepristone to take effect while a legal challenge to the medication's FDA approval continues. In an order signed by Justice Samuel Alito, the court indicated it will act by Friday night. The decision comes following a ruling by a judge in Texas seeking to invalidate FDA approval of the drug despite its 20-plus year record of safe use. Since the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to an abortion last summer, political and legal battles have focused on medications used for abortions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is simplifying its COVID vaccine recommendations. Now most people are considered up to date with just one shot of the most current vaccine. More from NPR's Ping Wong.
It doesn't matter how many COVID shots you've had in the past. What's important now, according to CDC, is whether you've gotten one shot of the updated vaccine that targets Omicron. That current formulation was released last August. The CDC's new recommendations align with the FDA, which streamlined the COVID vaccine schedule this week. 4 out of 5 U.S. adults have not gotten the Omicron shot, so they're not considered up to date by this new definition. Authorities say that people who didn't get the shot in the past 8 months should get one now or in the fall, when vaccine makers are expected to release a new batch of COVID vaccines that better match the strains circulating then. The CDC has also okayed a second shot of the Omicron vaccine for older adults and the immunocompromised who may be at higher risk of severe COVID. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The debt ceiling continues to loom as a crisis, though the respective sides in the debate appear to have very different approaches on how to move forward. President Biden has called on Congress to raise the debt ceiling without conditions and spoke about that today at a Union Hall in Maryland. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 79 points. This is NPR. Picket lines are up at federal government MPs' offices across Canada as federal workers there go on strike. But bargaining continues between the government and Canada's largest public service union. And as Dan Karpinchuk reports, major disruptions of government services are expected.
Some of those service disruptions are already being felt as countrywide about 250 picket lines have been set up. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had urged the union, the Public Service Alliance of Canada, to return to the table during a pause in the talks. It represents 155,000 federal government workers. But of that number, about 46,000 are considered essential and not part of the strike. The workers have been without a contract for almost 2 years. A statement from the Treasury Board said the two sides are still far apart on key issues, higher wages, and better working conditions. Should the strike continue, it could affect the tax season, passport and immigration processing, and services Canadians rely on to travel. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Florida's Board of Education has signed off on a ban on classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades. The board passed the proposal today, which says it will take effect after a procedural notice period that usually lasts about a month. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis put the measure forward last month as part of a conservative agenda as he gears up for an expected presidential run. where it would ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity from grades 4 through 12. Such lessons are already banned in kindergarten through third grade. Crude oil futures prices slid to a new low today, even amid falling inventories. Oil down $1.70 a barrel to settle at $79.16 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Katina Foundation, supporting the Asylum Seeker Advocacy Project, providing more than 100,000 asylum seekers in the U.S. with community and legal support. Learn more at asylum.news.
Thank you. guitarist Ron Jackson opening Jazz in the Night on KPR with The Way You Look Tonight. Great music by Jerome Kern from the album A Guitar Thing from 1992 with Benny Green playing piano, Lonnie Plaxico and Cecil Brooks III bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to Jazz in the Night. In about 10 minutes, a cooking new album from alto saxophonist Nick Green. And up next, the great Ahmad Jamal, who we lost Sunday at the age of 92. Ahmad Jamal had a great influence on Miles Davis in the 1950s. Miles went out of his way to praise Ahmad Jamal at about every chance he could for his approach to playing, his use of space and the like. And Ahmad Jamal, in fact, music he recorded in the early 50s, Miles Davis would take six of those pieces and record those in the mid to late 50s, including this one, Will You Still Be Mine? Here's Ahmad Jamal at the piano on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.